I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again, time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, back for another week. It is Halloween week, ladies and gentlemen, which means you're hearing this show sometime during the last week of October or the first couple of days of November this year, I guess. Whether or not you're hearing this before Halloween, after Halloween, or whatever the case might be, it is the Halloween show, which means my two traditional Halloween polkas will be included in this week's show. I have two Halloween, what I call Halloween polkas. So we'll have those in here. Monster polkas, I guess you could call them. That's what the kids want to call them anyway. So you might want to keep the kids around for those. Also, I have a song. We're going to do something a little weird. I'm going to play something that's not a polka, not an old-time song, not a waltz, not a schottische, but it's a fantastic accordion performance that was passed along to me over the last week or so. And I was like, I'm going to play this in the show. It's a song that ties in with the Halloween season. And it's an amazing solo accordion performance that I just think it sounds amazing, and it's played so well that I just want to play it. But it's not a polka. I don't even know that you could dance to it, really. But I'm going to stick that into the show. Plus, I'll try to remember to get in our official waltz for the week and our 78 for the week and some plain old normal songs, too. What the heck is he talking about? Let's roll things, shall we? Let's get it started with Dave Sawada and the Sheratons and the Inside Outside Polka. Dave Sawada and the Sheratons. That's the Inside Outside Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, other Halloween week show, and my triumphant return from vacation show. If you may have noticed, last week the show came to you from Topeka, Kansas, down there visiting my son and his family for a few days. Last week, managed to get the show out to you from Topeka, which was a little unusual, but we got that handled. Safe travels, 725 miles from our door to my son's door and back again, plus some driving around in between. Ticked off a good 1,500 miles over the last week, but had a good time. Got to see the grandkids down there. Got to see one of my granddaughters performing in a marching band competition over at the college there. And yeah, good time was had by all. So now we're ready to hunker down for fall and winter, which is weird here because up in northern Minnesota, by this time in October, a lot of times the snow has fallen and it's sticking for the year already. And we're kind of lucking out so far this year. We've had a few blustery days, but then it surprises us with three or four nice warm days. I don't know what the heck is going on anyway. Let's get another normal song in here. Then we're going to take a shot at one of our Halloween songs already because I got a couple of them. And I have that special accordion performance I want to get into the show too. So a lot of things to do this week. Here's the Hickory Polka with Ray Champa and his Polka Champs. There you go, Ray Champa and his Polka Champs and the Hickory Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. This happens every darn week. We do this. We spin some old-time records for you and have a good time. So glad you're along for another show this week. Now, I told you right up front we're going to have a couple of Halloween-themed songs in the show. And yes, I did manage to dig up a couple of Halloween, I'm calling them Halloween polkas. And I guess they are. But they're Halloween songs. They fit the old-time format. You can dance to them. And fortunately, they're pretty quick, short little songs. But I thought I'd get this one in here. You might remember Bob McFadden. He was a guy popular back in the 50s and 60s. Did a lot of comedy stuff and voiceovers and cartoon character voices and things like that. Here's a little song he put together for the Halloween season. And, of course, it's called the Transylvania Polka. This one's from 1959. Here we go.
One for the mummy, two for the show, three for Transylvania, and go, man, go!
Polka time, Transylvania, what do you think about that?
If somebody kisses you on the neck, it may be a big black bat.
Polka time, Transylvania, whether you're young or old.
Don't be alarmed when you find out the hand you hold is cold. Shall we then? Get rid of your friend. Two's company and three's a shroud.
Polka time in Transylvania goes a little bit like this.
but of Empire's kids.
Polka time in Transylvania, let your worries cease.
Dance until the sun goes down and lay the rest in peace.
Polka time in Transylvania, everybody in the pink.
Dance around, enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
Polka time in Transylvania, such a little happy sound.
When the sun comes up, my friend, you're 16 underground.
That's what I like, a happy ending.
There you go, the first of our official Halloween polkas for this season. Bob McFadden there with the Transylvania Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I've got another Halloween polka coming up later in the show and a accordion performance that I think is especially fitting for Halloween. It's not something you could dance to unless you're really good at interpretive dance, but we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. Right now, it's Marion Lush and his musical stars, the In My Garden Polka. And if you live anywhere near where I live, you are not in your garden anymore because everything's dead and it's a big, vast wasteland now until next spring. But anyway, here's Marion Lush and the musical stars. And there you have it, Marion Lush, his musical stars, In My Garden Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along with for another round here on the radio, wherever you might happen to be listening to. You could be listening to a radio, the kind that, you know, gets the signals out of the air. Oh, wait, just like Wi-Fi does. Oh, wait a minute, just like your phone does, because those are actually radio signals, too. So when you're listening on a phone, driving around, or on your iPad, sitting in the living room, it's coming on the radio unless you're plugged into an internet cable somewhere. So anyway, glad you're along with for another round here on the show. Anyway, I want to talk about the World of Accordions Museum and invite you to check them out. Online is the easiest way to do that at worldofaccordions.org. A pretty impressive place there with like 4,000 accordions on display and related stuff as well. Of course, the concert hall and the research area, all the information and data and history that they have gathered over the years, all compiled there in one great big office and a million file cabinets and drawers and everything. If you're doing some research on the music or the people, you might want to check that out. Of course, we're getting into the winter season up here in northern Minnesota within the next week or two, I would imagine. Things are going to start going to heck if you want to do a lot of traveling. I know there's tough winter people that do it, but I always like to pitch that you could visit the World of Accordions Museum when the weather's nice. But you can come up in the winter, too. We're glad to have you around here. And the North Shore of Lake Superior is still gorgeous, even when it's 20 below zero. The icicles are quite a sight. But check them out online at the very least when you get a chance. Maybe right there while you're sitting there listening to the show. Punch them up on your device there. worldofaccordions.org. Tell them you heard about them on the Oompa Hour, and they will look at you with a very confused look, I'm sure. So there. Now, let's get back to work on the show. We have here the Redbird Polka. It's the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. And there you have the Earl Schmidt Orchestra with the Redbird Polka. Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I'm working on getting our 78 of the week picked out and ready to go here. In fact, I do have it picked out. I'm trying to stay organized because I'm sneaking in a couple of Halloween things. And I'm sneaking in a kind of Halloween accordion performance that'll blow your mind, I think, if you're an accordion player or accordion fan anyway. So that's coming up. Well, I work on getting our 78 ready to go over here on turntable number one. Let's go to turntable number two and Gene Wisniewski with the Harmony Bells and the Beautiful Doll Polka. And just like that, we've got the beautiful doll polka and Gene Wisniewski and the Harmony Bells Orchestra. All right, now I know I'm a little bit ahead of schedule on this, but we're going to do our 78 of the week. It's an instrumental, and it's got a title that is not really politically correct. I don't know if that's the phrase, but years ago you would never introduce the Jackass Polka because that wouldn't seem polite, and you wouldn't do it. But nowadays, that's nothing. Here are the Polka Chips, our 78 of the week. And the Jackass Polka. So, okay, it's an instrumental technically, but with all the great sound effects in there, it's almost like they're singing, right? All right, anyway, that's the Jackass Polka. That's the Polka Chips here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I'm going to warn you now, I'm gonna spin a record here by the Chas Hicks Orchestra, and we're going to come back out of that with a special, what I consider to be a special accordion performance that somebody showed me last week, and I was like, I'm going to share that on the Polka show, even though no way is it a polka. In fact, it's classical music. But it's so amazing that I wanted to slip it into the show, and it fits with the Halloween theme this week. So stand by, we're going to do that right after the Ukrainian Blonde Polka.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it there, the Chaz Hicks Orchestra. I believe Chaz is the abbreviated way of saying Charles. I don't understand how that saves you any time or anything, but anyway, the Ukrainian Blonde Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, Halloween edition of the show. We've already had one Halloween polka. I got another one coming up for you a little bit of the show here as well, and I told you I had kind of a special accordion performance, and this is not old time. This is not a polka or a waltz or a schottische or something you could probably dance to, but I think most people will associate Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor as like a horror movie theme. And I don't know where it really came from or how it became associated with Halloween, but I know when you buy Halloween records and collections of music that's meant for the Halloween season, there's always somebody playing Toccata and Fugue in D minor on a great big pipe organ in a big echoey hall. And somebody turned me on to this version of the song last week, and I was like, I'm going to play that in the Oompa Hour, even though it is not a polka, but it's an amazing accordion performance, and I wish I could tell you more about it. All the information I have, the man is in the Ukraine, and all the information I have, this performance is from just a couple of weeks ago. The information I have is all written in Russian or Ukrainian. I don't know what the difference is necessarily, but it looks like Russian to me. It's all words I cannot understand. So I can't tell you more about it. He's in a concert hall. This is recorded live. It's recorded very well, so it'll sound fabulous. His name is Igor Zavadsky, and I can tell you that he's playing what to me looks like a 120 bass size accordion, but instead of keys on the right-hand side, it's all buttons. And I don't know enough about accordions to know what that means. There are white buttons and black buttons, so it kind of looks like, you know, a keyboard would, but it's a button accordion, but not a concertina. It's a button accordion, and it's got the regular bass buttons on the left-hand side. I don't know, but I played this for a lot of people over the last few days without telling them anything. I just put it on big and loud and played it, and they did not identify that the man was playing an accordion. This is an amazing accordion performance, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm passing this off as a Halloween song. And we may never hear it on the show again, maybe on another Halloween. Hard to say. But anyway, Igor Zavadsky from the Ukraine and Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor. Are you ready? Here we go. too. But as far as I'm concerned, that was amazing. Igor Zavadsky from the Ukraine, Bach Staccato and Fugue in D minor. Man, oh man, that is something. Oh, it's not a polka, and I don't think you could probably dance to that, but maybe some sort of interpretive dance or something. I could see, you know, like Lily Munster dancing to it or something. I don't know. Anyway, there you have it here on the Oompa Hour in our Halloween edition of the show. So not an old-time song right there. Well, I guess old-time. I mean, that's really an old song, but not something you can dance to, right? Let's get back to the normal stuff, shall we? At least for a couple of minutes. I still have one more Halloween-themed polka that I need to get into the show, but right now it's the Polish Kid. Here's Dark Eyes. Polish Kid there, and I'm glad that the record just says the Polish Kid on it, because then I'm not tempted to try to pronounce his name, because I never can pronounce it. I always get it wrong, because it's one of those names where I can't look at the letters when I'm trying to say it, or it really messes up my mind. We got a waltz coming up in the show yet, so stand by for that, dancers. Also, another Halloween-themed polka coming up here in just a little bit. Well, I work on that. Here's Don Peachy and the orchestra with the No-No Polka. Thank you. And there you have Don Peachy there with the No No Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. This happens every week, wherever it is you happen to be listening to the show right now. So remind you to come back and do it again next time. If you'd like to get in touch with the Oompa Hour World Headquarters, which is basically me sitting here doing this, there are many ways you can do that. If you have a phone, any kind of phone, dial phone, pay phone, flip phone, smartphone, dumb phone, any kind of phone, you can leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. Again, 218-259-2985. Or if you have, you can also use that same number and send a text if you have a smartphone or whatever. That is 218-259-2985. Voice or text to that number. Email, the best, easiest way, oompahour@aol.com. That's easy to remember. Get your requests in or whatever. And also facebook.com/TimZoompaHour. I do check in with that a couple of times a week. So you have request, dedication, question, comment, whatever. Those are ways you can get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters right here. All right, let's have a little waltz action. Dancers, if you're ready. So I want to do the waltz here because then I want to do another Halloween polka for you before we run out of time, because it's really not good after Halloween, you know. But waltzers, if you're ready. Johnny's Hot Shots. Yeah, it's the St. Paul Waltz. All right, dancers, you're dismissed now. You sit down, relax, put the furniture back. There's St. Paul Waltz. Yeah, that's what it is. Johnny's Hot Shots here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, I told you this, the Halloween edition of the song. We already had Toccata and Fugue in D minor, which makes everybody think of horror movies. We already had the Transylvania Polka. Now we've got to get this one in here. I've played this one the last few years. This one, I've had this one for decades. I've owned this record for a heck of a long time. So this one's kind of a tradition on the show here every week. 1959, Eddie Lawrence, you may remember him from back in the day, did a lot of comedy stuff and a lot of comedy records, stand-up comedian stuff, TV shows and things like that. And he did do this Halloween polka for us. It's the Frankensteiner Polka. Here we go.
Everybody scream. Everybody run
out of the way.
When Frankenstein is dancing, it's a barrel of fun. Everybody howl.
Ow!
Everybody hoot. When Frankenstein is dancing, it's good. Sehr gut. boil, stuff you in a bowl of sauerkraut. It's gemütli. Ooh, when the monster gets unhappy, that's it. Watch out! When Frankenstein is dancing, it's a barrel of fun. He's got lead in his veins and chains on the brains. He's a regular jump pile and he weighs about a ton. Look what he did to the big bass fiddle. He threw it out the window and he started to laugh.
Oh, oh, oh.
Look what he did to the grand piano. He banged one note and he broke it in half.
Crunch!
Look what he did to the concertina. He stretched it out and stretched it out and tore it right in two.
Rip!
Look what he did to the side of the building. He swung out his partner and she went right through. He made everybody hop. He wouldn't let them stop, but he busted up a lot of other stuff. But the night they played the Frankenstein of Volker,
it's so wonderful to know I brought two nice teenagers together.
Eddie Lawrence there, and the Frankensteiner Polka, and that is officially the other Halloween-themed polka that I had for us here on our Halloween edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. The High Toppers Orchestra is coming up next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's get back to work here on the Oompa Hour. I think we get in a couple of three more records before we're all out of time here. I promised you the High Toppers Orchestra out of the great state of Texas. How you doing down there in Texas today? We got a station not far from Austin that's running the program down there, so a big howdy to you. It doesn't seem right of a guy in Minnesota saying howdy. We don't say that. Anyway, here are the High Toppers. It's the Green Garden Polka.
Thank you.
And that is the High Toppers Orchestra of the Green Garden Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Can he fit in two more songs? Man, I don't think so. I think it's pretty close here, but I'm going to get one in for sure here from the Babe Wagner Band. Yeah, why not? This is the Homemade Polka. All right, there you have it there. That is the Babe Wagner Band and the Homemade Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Oh, what the heck? I'm squeaking in an extra one just because I feel like I got a minute to kill, huh? Oh, let's do one from the Gil Steel Band real quick here at the end. Thank you. there you go. The Gil Steel Band wraps up this week's show. And boy, we filled her up with music this week. That's for sure anyway, huh? As another show comes to a close, the Halloween edition of the Oompa Hour is in the books for another year. So happy Halloween to you. And I guess we'll just let the theme song take us out, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.